Here we go.
APP Services, Lavazzi and Boop1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 343. I'm Adam, and World War III, what do you think? Basically, we're against it. And here's Andy Nunney.
Air, water, food, beer.
Debbie Melrose.
I knew you'd use that one.
Thank you. Debbie Melrose.
Power must consent.
And Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
By George, she's got it.
Oh, well, there you go then. Do you know what? I actually can't remember the title of the episode we're going to be reviewing
pyramid
today.
Pyramid at the End of the World.
That's it. I should remember, thought about it for a moment. Pyramid was in the title somewhere, wasn't it? There was another quote I quite liked, so I had to really flip a mental coin not to do the thank you for playing the big pyramid game. Bye-bye.
Oh,
see you next
I had
week.
That one.
Hopefully not.
I had that.
Oh, look at you all talking over each other.
My reserve one was, it's not my first dead planet. So again, it's another throwback reference.
Yes.
There were several of those, yes.
And my second one...
You're very quiet, Andy.
Did we just give peace a chance?
Yes. Yeah, there are lots of bits to pick up in there. I think I'm really... Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, aren't we?
Yes. So a pyramid at the end of the what?
World.
World. Okay, pyramid world. At the end of the world. That's what we're going to be looking at this evening. So somebody will be assigned the task to keep an eye on the messages coming through on the live Facebook link, which we have one viewer for. Hello, one viewer. It's probably...
Who is it?
It's Isabella. So I'm not taking any notice of that. Hello, one viewer. We don't have Doctor Who traitors on this show.
But if it's Isabella, she can... she's cheating then.
Hey?
Since you said she can't be on the show.
No, she can't physically be on the show, but I can't stop her from watching it. Well, I could.
Isabella Pearson, can I join prayer
house? Yes.
Right, I can answer that in one word. No.
Yes.
No. Hang on. Yes. Doctor Who traitor. I'm going to write underneath that. Right. Doctor
Bully.
Who. Oh, that doesn't say who.
Why didn't she watch?
She doesn't like Doctor Who. So...
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. Doctor Who traitor. There we go. where was I? I was trying to do a podcasting. Constant interruptions, as per usual. Right, hang on. I'm trying to get my... Close my windows down. I'm just going to... Oh, I know what I was going to do. Oh, hang on. I've just got a message.
I thought you were a Mac person. What are you closing windows down for?
Because it's too drafty.
Actually, talking of sound effects, where's my bell gone? The bell's gone.
Ding.
Why is it? What is it with that bell that it just keeps disappearing?
Legs. It sprouts legs in the middle of the night and wanders off.
Oh, you've won a Nobel Prize,
it's right in front of my nose. That's why I couldn't see it. Right, I was going to set up the pages.
Master?
Oh,
master?
Good Lord,
master?
Yes.
That came from the Tower of Terror, correct?
Yeah. Do you want a closer look at it? There we go. That's the
Hollywood Tower Hotel.
Is it back
yes.
to front or is it me?
No, it's fine. Well, I don't know when it's showing up on the Facebook.
Probably back to front on Facebook, although this is through the Mac screen, carry on.
Interestingly, you know, many, many Disney parks have Tower of Terrors.
Yes.
They closed the one.
Tower of Terror.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm the pedantic one. Anyway, they closed down the one in California, and they just opened it yesterday.
Yes.
As a Guardians of the Galaxy drop ride, and it looks
you mentioned
cool.
this either last week or certainly a few weeks ago that they were going to do that.
Check out some of the online videos. It really looks cool.
Okay, right. Baby
Groot is in it.
Okay, thank you. Let's get on with the show. Right, pyramids at the end of the thingy begins with some weird sort of recap. From the last episode, in which we have then and now going on, which Deb, as a sort of, you know, a viewer that doesn't, or just views it casually, I should say, found it really confusing. So straight away, we're into the episode.
I like that.
And the casual viewer finds it confusing. So that's what I'm going to say on that one. I'm not, obviously, us Doctor Who fans can keep up with things quite easy because we are Doctor Who fans.
Did you notice the actress who plays Penny was not credited?
No,
even
I
though she's got an even larger part?
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a sort of weird sort of recap in which Bill is telling Penny what happened in the sort of not real world. What was it? The simulation
computer
world.
Computer simulation.
Now, I presume...
Yeah. And I was very surprised that...
as she calls it.
I presume the doctor's told her all these stories, because how would she know if she's not a simulation herself?
I was very surprised that Penny didn't go running off screaming, because Bill was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she obviously
fancies
Bill.
Enough to stay.
Yes.
And if anybody's so willing to make up funny stories on your behalf, just to pull... then, you know, you're willing to give them a chance.
Someone's moving furniture, but those things.
That's better. There we go. That's better.
Okay. Oh, master, yes. Master. I read something that the reason that the translation circuit did not work with the Pope is because it was inside the simulation.
Okay.
Therefore, it wasn't real.
Deb's showing off a new tattoo. Yeah. We're going to have any skin left on that arm soon, you know.
No, I know.
That's Sutek, is it?
Yeah, well, no, it's Anubis, but I thought it was quite apt considering there's a pyramid in this one.
Oh, okay.
You any tattoos, Kirby?
No.
Well, me neither.
Right, anyway.
I bet he has, really.
No.
Oh, he's got a
anyway, my phone keeps going off, so I'm just going to move away from the kit in case it interferes with stuff. Getting messages left, right and centre at the moment. Okay, so, Bill is sort of... Pardon?
Probably Isabella.
No, it's not Isabella. Bill is sort of invited by the United Nations to come and join them.
Master, Master.
What's wrong with
the actor, Toga Igawa?
Yes.
I thought he looked familiar.
He does.
He was the way, first place I ever saw him was in the IT crowd, the IT crowd,
yes.
As Mr. Yamamoto.
Haven't seen that series
before. Stomping around in those... whatever you call those boots.
Boots?
Tinky?
I don't know. He stamps on Jin's toes.
Okay, never mind. As I was trying to say, yes. So Bill gets invited to join them and basically in the hunt for the leader of the world, i.e. The doctor or president doctor.
President of the world.
He reverts to president in times of... great danger to the planet. A pyramid has appeared in the middle of some fake country somewhere.
It's the same fake country that was in the Zygon stuff.
Yeah, either way.
Years ago.
It appears there. It's probably somewhere in Wales, but if it was in Wales, it was a very convincing countryside, I have to say. Deb's looking at me blankly.
Sad.
I beg your pardon?
Imported sand, like the imported...
Are you product placing PG tips, by any chance? This is an audio production, so the viewers will be able to... No, they won't, in fact. Nobody would see your product placement of PG tips and Andy's San Miguel. What do you mean, why?
It's my sewing kit. Sorry.
What have you got there, Kirby? It's some...
It's Big K Diet Cola.
Big K Diet Cola. Well, I've got Pepsi Max, but it's not products placed because it's in my glass.
Glass.
Anyway, doctor...
It's only 2:20. It's 2:20 in the afternoon. And I can't drink beer anyway.
If you haven't listened to previous episodes of the show or watched Doctor Who, the Doctor is blind at the moment. And he does one of his little monologues inside the TARDIS and doesn't even realise the TARDIS has been transported into an aeroplane with a big enough door. Well, actually, they made the door big enough for them to get the TARDIS. They explained it away with one line.
They opened the windows in his office. Yes.
Yes.
But they made the window. But the window isn't big enough. It is now.
It is now, yes.
Yeah.
So basically, they just put the whole wall away, presumably.
Meanwhile...
Of course, you would have noticed the TARDIS moving.
You would have thought so. But it's got its own gravity field, isn't it? Anyway, meanwhile, a little sinus,
they noticed the TARDIS moving in Day of the Doctor.
Maybe they did. Anyway.
When it was picked up by the helicopter.
Okay. Anyway, a little scientist, we don't know if she's a scientist at this point, gets her glasses broken. That has some significance.
Apparently, she's in Call the Midwife.
She has been in Called Midwife.
I've seen her in something else as well. I've not seen her but Called Midwife. I've definitely seen her before, and I can't.
Yeah, she's been in a few things, but she was in Called Midwife.
She's quite well known, isn't she?
Yeah, she's probably been in loads of things. She's, Deb thought she was Warwick Walton's wife, but she isn't. Warwick Walton's wife is in. Say Walton. Warwick.
No, Warwick Walton. Warwick
Davis. Yeah, what's say Warwick Walton? Who's Warwick Walton? That name rings a bit. Warwick Davis is, well, it's not Warwick Davis's wife. I thought it was. She is an actress, but it's not her. Anyway.
So yeah, this actress is Rachel Dinning.
Yes.
Yeah, but what else has she been in? Come on, Kirby.
Call the Midwife, The Vote, Life's Too Short.
Oh, Life's Too Short, of course.
And two documentaries about little people.
Okay, splendid. Okay. Right, so like we say, the Doctor sort of, you know, he's having trouble. He has to keep asking people to explain who they are and what they're doing.
Bill was a little dense because she didn't notice that how people were explaining things that were right in front of the Doctor.
Yeah,
I mean, you thought she would have put two and two together.
She was sort of looking in a slightly confused way about it, but there you go. Meanwhile, in the lab, the bloke who was from my parents' aliens is one of the scientists in there. I thought he was going to be an alien because obviously he was an alien in a very popular.
He's an alien. My parents are aliens, children's series.
He was a drunkard.
Oh, he apparently wrote episodes of My Parents Are Aliens as well.
Yeah, well, he was in every one.
I've never seen it. So.
Me neither.
Well, it's a CITV program from many years ago, so it's unlikely you would have seen it. It wasn't too bad for what it was.
Getting back to I've got the show obviously going on here in the background.
Have you?
I find it interesting. Remember back in 2005, whenever they brought back UNIT, I think it's actually a couple of years later, the United Nations was reluctant to use their name for UNIT. So came the United Intelligence Task Force.
Yes.
And here we are specifically referencing the United Nations again.
Yeah, but it's not UNIT. But it's not UNIT, though, is it?
True.
It's the United Nations in its own right.
As a separate thing.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, they do mention UNIT later.
They do. That's what I say. As
UNIT
a separate,
is mentioned.
As a separate entity.
Yes.
Interesting. Thank you for that, Kirby. So meanwhile, they're sort of.
What you pay me for?
No, they're developing. I think they're trying to develop bacterium to sort of help plants in this particular.
Well, it's genetic modification, isn't it? So it's to enhance them and.
Yeah.
Master. This is based on a real thing that happened in the late 80s. Our Planticula was genetically modified using a plasmid from Zymonas mobilis, and it could have been a problem very similar to what they portray in this show.
Oh, okay.
I thought David Triffitt myself, actually, but yeah, that's the way I
exactly.
Okay, not bad. Good references. So, yeah, meanwhile, the Doctor and everybody has arrived at the pyramid, and the Doctor literally marches in and has a bit of a confab with the monks, as we're going to call them on this instance, but Kirby assures us these are in fact Cybermen.
I do not ensure that.
No, he assured us that they were Cybermen last week.
Debbie,
did Kirby not say these are Cybermen?
No,
he hoped they were Cybermen.
He did not. He said they were.
Yes,
the way they move their mouths, he was referring to specifically. Do you still stand by that, Kirby?
I hope that they're Cybermen, but right. I don't think they are.
Kirby.
Because for one thing, they're not human.
Kirby.
Master?
I'm going to give you one of these. Because I think I did you wrong last week by deducting 2 points.
You know,
it should only have been 1 point. So there you go.
They did a very good job with making that pyramid look real.
Wow. Don't know about that.
And yet they did a very poor job of making the airplane look like it was about to bomb things.
It was all right. Anyway, so the Doctor has a conversation with the monks who says the Earth will become them's and they will theirs and they will ask for it. There's something in the back of my mind, something reminded me of something when they said, you will ask for us to help you. I don't know where I've heard that before, but I'm pretty sure I have.
Sounds like Cyberman.
Does it?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. Anyway, so I'm moving on, sorry. So initially, because I'm going to move on a little bit further, because that drunk bloke, like you say, made a bit of a cock up
Master.
With his... Oh, for God's sake. Can I just finish the sentence? Made a bit of cock up by typing in the wrong numerals, and one of the cylinders...
No, the numerals were right, the decimal point was wrong.
That was still...
Right.
No, but still the wrong numerals. You put the decimal point in the wrong place.
No, the numerals were right.
All right, Mr. Pedantic. Yes, go on, Kirby.
Two of his emails, one's from Mr. J. Plant, and the other's from Mr. from P. Spriggs.
Okay. so he makes some sort of cock up, which and I thought initially he was tired, but because he yawns a lot. But I'm sure Bo, you lot, that he's drunk. Is that right?
He's hungover.
Oh, he's hungover.
Hungover.
He's probably drunk then. Drunk. Being hungover is in fact being drunk. It's just the latter stages.
And the reason
of
he's hungover is how he takes off his helmet because he thinks he's going to throw up in it, and then they all just sort of.
Yeah, that made no sense. Why did the last not take Erica not take her helmet off? I mean, why does she keep it all the time? Because if he took his helmet off, surely he didn't need it.
He was going to throw up in his helmet.
Yeah, and she says, oh, I know what that's like.
The fact he was able to take it off, what's the point of having it in the first place?
He was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't normally have issues.
He was wearing
with...
secretly underneath his lab coat. He was wearing a red shirt. Yeah.
Lots of people.
Also, with his most useless airlock ever, we can actually open both doors at the same time.
Yep.
Although any airlock, you know, proper airlock would meet, have some sort of a safety device that you cannot open one without
Andy,
the other.
Andy, yeah. This is Doctor Who.
Oh,
no, but I agree with Andy. I'm going to give him a point for that because that does make total sense. I have completely forgotten what I was going to say.
We have one at work. If I get to work, you have to go through literally an airlock, and you can't open the one door without the other one being shut. So it won't work.
Very good point, but I have now forgotten what I was going to say, so I'm going to rewind it. I have forgotten what I was going to say, but the monks are watching specifically the lab. And, you know, talking about, so I have remembered now what you said about, you're stupid taking his helmet off. Lots of people break the rules at work. That is obviously a rule that has a rule they should not break, but people do break rules at work and in life in general. And it's cost him. I wanted to say somewhere along the line, I don't know if we forgot, but Tim Pigott Smith died, I think, in April. And he was quite a big figure in Doctor Who. And how did we manage to miss that? It wasn't reported, as far as I can remember, in Doctor Who news, unless we skipped a week and missed it because of that. But
I remember when it happened, and I thought we discussed it.
I don't remember discussing it. Sorry. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
It might have been the week before the series started.
Could be.
It was about mid-April, wasn't it? So it might be just before.
So he was very active, you know, acting-wise, right up to the end, because he played Prince Charles in The Crown, wasn't it, Demi?
Yes.
I think it was The Crown, yeah.
Yes. Are you reading? Yeah, sorry,
no,
are you slightly distracted? Hey?
No, I'm watching Doctor Who as well.
Fair enough. She's
hopefully
at me,
you're watching the.
She's looking at me in a way in which to say so. No. Right then. Anyway, the TARDIS meanwhile lands on a soldier and absorbs him.
They've been doing that since
I know they have. I'm just saying that's what it does.
Did he actually say Doctor? I think. Did he actually say Doctor when I was on the phone?
I don't know.
Just before the TARDIS landed. I thought he did. So I watched it last night. I watched it again this morning.
We might.
And I think he actually said Doctor because that's how the Doctor knew where he was. He was ringing him.
Probably. Anyway, so basically he's trying to, the Doctor is trying to get these potential opposing armies to make peace, to stop any potential destruction of the world which the monks are expecting, because of course, as we find out, it's not that that's going to destroy the world, it's this biological problem. Oh, and then a great big red beam comes out the top of the pyramid. And tractor beams.
Stargate.
Tractor beams a plane. And its occupants to the ground. I seem to remember they all walk out the pyramid quite happy because obviously they...
And also, what was the point of putting the monks on the plane if they're just going to tractor beam it down?
Yeah, well, that's another good point. But they all walk out. They didn't obviously ask to...
Also, the plane was put down nice and gently.
It did bounce a little bit.
Boomf!
Yeah, the submarine just
rammed in, wasn't it?
Yeah. But when they say
only three people on that submarine?
Probably not. But anyway, they obviously didn't ask for them to, if they wanted to hand over the power of the world. Probably because they didn't have power, apparently, but never mind.
Oh, what I loved as well, when the three monks walked back into the pyramid, I was put straight in mind of the Genesis We Can't Dance video, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It was straight out of that. It was almost
I hadn't thought of that one, but yes, you're spot on with that one, Andy.
It was all, if there'd been four of them, it would have been the Abbey Road Zebra Crossing. Shame there weren't four, but that would have been better, but yeah.
I don't know what Deb's doing on her phone, though. She's probably referencing Wikipedia. So, yeah, like you say, there is a submarine that's sort of harpooned into the Earth's crust. So the scientists, meanwhile, the little one has realised something major has happened.
Erica.
Shut your face.
She has a name.
All right, she has a name, but they only mentioned it twice, or is it once?
Right at the end, yeah. Erica. Yeah.
The doctor asks her a name, and then she says, one play for me and one play for the glamorous Erica.
Yeah, but it was only mentioned twice and right at the end of the story. So we didn't know who she was until the end of the story.
It's rather calling the little one. I mean, it's a bit patronising.
A reason. Oh, right, you're getting points deducted for that.
Who?
Both
what,
of
for
you.
Being PC?
No, well, thank PC you. I think is a bad thing at the moment, the way things are going. Right, I'm going
to...
There.
I used to be a PC many
years. No, that's all PC,
yes,
Andy.
Yes, I know.
No, points deducted, as you will find out later why. Right then.
What's that noise? How many points are you deducting?
Just 1 point off each of them. That's Andy fiddling around with his can. Right then. So did you notice when the doctor goes in to visit the monks, they're playing with some sort of fluorescent spaghetti?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Actually looked a lot like what Davros had.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and it a little reminded me of that thing at the centre, you know, when the doctor went into that thing where he met the war doctor, that sort of, I don't know, where all the Sklaras were splintered in time.
Oh, God. Yeah. Can I try and forget about that storyline?
I'm just saying that's what reminded me of a little bit.
Too many Klaras.
The doctor is adamant that
one Clara was too many.
The doctor is adamant that they're not going to surrender. But of course,
I like the minute the doctor's out of the way, everybody says, "Shall we surrender, yeah, right?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, that doesn't take
they
a lot of them.
French or Italian, shouldn't they? They'd have definitely surrendered straight away.
I forgot to mention about the monk's clock setting set to like 3 minutes to midnight or midday. Is it midnight? I can't remember.
It's 2 minutes to, yeah. Then it's 1 minute.
Another reference to Kirby's cat. Yes.
Master, what they should have done, though, was have it start at 4 minutes to midnight. Then they could have called it 4 to doomsday.
Anyway.
Ding.
No.
Ding. Come on.
No.
Ding.
Right, so like you say, the
fifth doctor, come on.
Sure, so the general thingamajig of UN tries to surrender and gets sort of. They seem to like this effect of things being turned to powder, don't they? They've got access to this.
That reminded me of the Sleep No More. Because remember the end where the guy just disintegrated like that, a very similar effect, just turned to sand and just.
Yeah, but they used this effect in the one with all the emoji robots. But they added some bones in it as well.
We've seen the production people become enamored by certain special effects before. Do you remember the hornet or the wasp?
Yeah,
the wasp, and yeah. They used that same effect in Sarah Jane Adventures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, he gets the general thingamajig of the UN gets dissolved. Meanwhile, like you say, Matey's not feeling very well, takes his helmet off, and not soon afterwards, he...
turns to gunk.
He turns into a little bit of dust. The doctor...
Well, he's just a wetter set of dust.
The doctor sets everybody to try and... Because he's realised it's a biological problem, to start trying to find places that are doing biological research.
And more product placement, Google it. Indeed. I like that one.
Yes, he says Google, but yeah. They actually use GryphonNet.
What?
The search engine, let me see if I can find it here. The search engine was not Google. It was, and it wasn't the other one that they tend to use.
Hmm.
It was Griffin something.
But Andy's right. He did reference Google.
Yes, he does say Google.
I nearly dinged that. I decided not to.
I'm not saying.
It says
saying,
Google, but it is something else.
I think Googling is the actual English term now for doing
okay, yeah,
search engine. It's like hoovering and things like that.
Yeah,
the actual on the screen, it said Griffin Finder.
Well, that's
which is strange.
One.
Yes, but it's strange because just a couple episodes ago, they were using good old searchwise.net, which was used in Rose.
Okay. Well, they can't stick to the one search engine, can they? So while the Doctor decides to go off with Nardole, obviously there's a plot line that he takes Nardole with him, to the lab. Of course, Nardole hacks into all the CCTV systems so they can, cleverly in fact, narrow it
yes,
down.
Yes, that was cool.
Mm. That was good. I like that. Yes, the way they worked out which one to go for, how to find it.
Bill is left with the soldiers, and they obviously very quickly decide to go into the pyramid and surrender. The Doctor arrives in the lab, finding the sort of dissolved body of the.
Sends Nardole back in because he got human lungs for Nardole.
Yeah.
The cheap lungs.
Cheap lungs. But unfortunately for Nardole, he's already taken in a few gasps of air.
So I wonder if he's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
of course he will.
I think the monks
it's a science fiction program. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the monks have obviously restored the Doctor's eyesight, and I will imagine restored Nardole's lungs as well at some point in the future, maybe. So the Doctor is going to blow up because he's realised the only way to sterilise an old situation is by blowing up the lab.
You know what was bothering me about that? They kept saying we're going to blow up the lab, we're going to blow up the lab, and yet they were staying so close to it. I was expecting the entire building to blow up.
Yeah, I know. It usually does in Doctor Who, doesn't it? Normally the whole building will go up. But it didn't on this occasion. Bill, meanwhile, has followed the soldiers into the monk's pyramid. The two soldiers are killed because they're doing it strategically. Bill is told by the Doctor categorically...
Categorically
not to surrender. But unfortunately, he gets locked out of the little airlock, and he can't see conveniently for the episode, the standard combination lock. I would have thought it would be something like a thumbprint or something like that, but still would have kept him out. So he then admits to Bill that he's blind, and she goes back to the monks and says, can you give him his sight back? Yes, we can. Please give him his sight back. And of course... I thought it said in the script that she's supposed to love them, not the Doctor. But anyway, they let her off that one. And the sight is restored. But unfortunately, the Earth is under the control of these monk people.
Which is straight out of what was that Joss Whedon show of a few years ago? I don't remember.
Ian Kirk's 5 feet has stopped.
Oh, dear. That's probably because Isabella is... using up the bandwidth.
Yeah, we've not seen you actually moving on video for ages.
Do you know why that is? Yeah. Isabella's used up...
just lost you, Debbie, as well.
Isabella is using up the bandwidth because she was watching the show on the feed. So that would be why that is. Right, good grief. Right, that means I've got a messenger using the mobile telephone network to stop using the bandwidth. If I can.
Why did you go upstairs and unplug the computer?
Because it's not plugged in.
It's not like the good old days when you need to use the phone. You had to swap the wires over.
Just go onto your router and disconnect her
from
the router.
What's a router?
You're using some sort of router.
What's a router?
Oh, don't be pedantic. Glass.
are you trying to say it should
router.
Be router?
It's
no,
router.
Router.
It's
router.
It's router.
Router.
A router is someone who goes after roots.
Router like rooster.
Router.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I've got anything. I've even stopped on Skype video-wise, so I'm going to hang up my...
Yeah, I hope you're still recording.
No need for that.
Kirby's now where Master was. I've got Mask of the Dark. Okay, Debbie's back again.
Debbie and Andy have just switched spots on the screen.
Oh, no, yeah, you and Kirby just switched spots. Debbie's top left. I'm bottom right. You are now top right. You were bottom left.
You're all still the same for me.
you've disappeared.
Right, we're back on Facebook after Isabella sort of sabotaged the video link by using up too much of the
bandwidth.
So Beastie Boys.
That's her way of getting back at me for being banned from the show when it's her fault that she's banned from the show. But there you go. Now we're on to the stage of what we thought about this story. So I'm going to say what I thought about the story. I wasn't 100% taken by the slight plot holes and things that were happening in it. They were quite distracting, actually. I can't pick them out specifically. There were a couple of really good things. Like I did mention the clever way that Nardole found sort of singled out the lab. But I had to keep stopping it to explain to Deb the storyline. And I'm thinking that if I'm stopping it to explain to a casual viewer the storyline, most casual viewers probably would have got a bit tangled up in the complications of it. So I'm hoping this is just a mid-story lull rather than mid-season lull, because after last week's beginning, it's really gone a bit and hoping that next week it then picks up again, goes blows our minds, and it all this lot might sort of seem not so bad. For me personally, didn't really like it that much. What did you think of it then, Kirby?
Oh, it wasn't my favorite. I liked it. It was a little slow. It was better watching it again this morning. And it was just kind of, it was frustrating because it was a build up to whatever's happening next week, which is, again, reminding me of like one of those Joss Whedon shows where aliens take over the world. It's okay.
That's essentially what I was saying. Didn't like it that much. Yeah. It was okay. Ben said it was right. It's basically Ben.
Yeah, Ben's right. Ben's feedback on the thing I posted. It was all right.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry, you're done, Kirby.
Yes.
Okay, Andy, what did you think?
Again, it was part of a three-parter. It's always like the middle episode of the old days, 25 episodes of a 3-4-parter. It was the middle episode where you're just trying to keep things going. I found it did drag a bit in places, a bit slow. There were sort of gaps in my notes when really nothing was happening. But I think I did enjoy it. It wasn't the best. I think it's a very clever line. I think some good throwback lines.
Yeah, very good lines.
Yes, I agree.
I think some of the dialogue between the Doctor and Nardole were excellent. Like, go and tidy a room and things like that. And some of the things that the Doctor was going to like, By George was a good one. And I think it's setting it up for next week. I mean, that's the problem. It was one, we picked up from where it all started. So last week set it up to start with. Next week's going to finish it off. Oh, you're back again, Adam. Hello.
I am, hello.
But this one was just a bridging one, just keeping things going, trotting things along. And it did a very good job. It's not a classic, but it was all right.
It was quite pretty in some ways. Of course, Capaldi was as brilliant as ever. And Bill...
Sally's going now because he's really coming into his own as a Doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we could have four series of him now, it'd be superb. But such as like, I think perhaps because he's now knows he's going, he's relaxed. He's let the leash off the leash.
But did he know he was going when he was recording these episodes? That's the thing. I don't think.
Yes.
You reckon? Yeah, he did. Yeah. Okay. Would have done,
fair enough.
Yeah.
So but it was good. Next week will be interesting.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, next week looks interesting.
Yeah, it probably is a mid story lull. Like you say, we haven't had this in New Who, a three-parter. So, but the turn left situation was a sort of a three-parter,
right.
Wasn't it? But not quite as specifically aimed as a three-parter as this one was.
Yeah, this is definitely. Three-parter, yeah.
But obviously, talking about the performances of Capaldi, Matt Lucas has been a big surprise for the whole series so far. He's been
fantastic. Matt Lucas, I think he's been really good.
And Deb said that, I hope he's back for next year. I think he might be. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that one. Bill...
Hang on. Someone's come to say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Here
they go.
No. Oh, look.
Do we like
Zach?
Trust me, I'm the Doctor.
Zach currently has Trust Me, I'm the Doctor t-shirt on. I mean, onesie. or baby grow, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Oh, bless
it's
him.
A onesie, because he's a bit big for baby grow. He's not a baby anymore, but yeah. Just off the bed.
Night, night, darling.
Night, night,
night. Say night, night. We do have a say night, night, everybody. Bye-bye.
He's night-night. Waving.
Okay.
Just,
okay.
Just for the listeners, he's waving.
Okay. I'm
wearing
okay.
The best onesie ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of them.
Master. Yes. I found the TV show that next week reminds me of.
Yes.
If you've ever seen Fringe.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Debbie, don't you agree?
Yes.
Debbie agrees. Yes. I've never seen it. Another talk of characters. Bill's character reminded me quite a lot of Joe in this particular story.
Yes.
And
yes.
I also, because I've listened to some of the more recent episodes of the podcast, which you lot don't bother doing, when we went straight into the Pertwee era, Mary was particularly scathing of Joe as a character. And I think that opinions have changed. I'm interested when we go back into doing the journey, you know, to sort of remind Mary of that fact. But yeah, Bill.
No, she had been changing. Yeah. She had been noticing the change in Joe, and she had mentioned it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but it'd be interesting because she was in those first early episodes, probably that whole series, so particularly disappointed in that character. But like I say,
it's been so long, I forgot where we left off.
Bill was quite
Joe-ish. I mean, with the Pertwees.
Yes,
what was the last Pertwee we did?
Can't remember. What's the last Pertwee we did? Wasn't it a Peladon story? I can't remember.
Not sure.
We'll pick it up at some point. Anyway, yes, so thank you, Andy. And now it's time for... it's not Mary. Mary couldn't make it this evening. She got called into work, so Debbie's going to take her place.
And I'm going to say that it was definitely the middle of three. Anybody who'd come to this completely dry, did not know anything about Doctor Who, they probably would have switched off completely perplexed. It was like they felt they had to redo the whole problem with the Pope coming in on Bill on her date by basically the UN bursting through her door, when to be honest I think they probably should have knocked. But I just felt that it was really a middle episode, and just it was good, but it wasn't tip top. It was.
Andy, you're not going to the toilet, are you?
No, in the kitchen.
Oh.
It was lots of great scenes.
Can you mute for a second, please, while you're doing your kitcheny things?
Okay.
Thank you.
There was lots of really good scenes, and some of the lines were fantastic. There was a bit too much of the old to in and fro in between the place where they were all meeting.
And your mute hasn't worked.
It was going off, then moving forward, and then moving back to that place, then moving forward to this place, moving back. There was lots of moving about between the between obviously outside the pyramid, back to the main base, outside the pyramid, back to the main base. There was lots of that that wasn't necessary. A lot of that, so. I just felt that they were sort of trying to use as much as they could of the sets. It really did feel like that.
Oh, didn't see any of that nonsense. Oh, sorry, sets. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
But it looked like Andy was caught in a spider web there for a second from his ceiling.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, the listeners can't see these things, so I do apologise, listeners, for the rather confusing things that are being said at the moment.
The last Pertwee we did was the mutants.
Okay, thank you, Kirby. Back to Debbie.
I did feel, obviously, it was a good episode, but it was very much... It's like that point which you say when we were watching Classic Who, we've got to that middle bit where we're just like, OK, come on, let's just get on with what we're going for. What are you actually aiming for?
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting concept, the whole idea of... that they were almost begging them to submit... for love, you know. It's like, we can't actually keep going with this master plan until one of you does something for love,
or indeed a missy plan.
Yeah, we're just gonna turn you into dust, which very much reminded me of the way the Daleks took people. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah, they took where they took them, and I just wondered if that was another one of those transportation schemes. But it's not left me in a kind of, I'm way excited for next week. I'm like, come on for next week now. Not just.
Yeah, I
just
felt like get it over and done with.
A bit more adventure in this one rather than just setting the scene. But that's my opinion.
Thank you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
More or less what I said. So,
I've got the feedback on the post that I put up.
You got what?
The feedback on the post that I put up.
Yes, we'll look at that, shall we? But initially, I'm going to see if I can pick up some of the comments from the previous feed, live feed that I had. Yes, so after the can I join from Isabella, to which let's do it the other way around. Hang on, we've got loads of things here. Ah, right. So we had Jeff Waddle said, that table is too cluttered. It's playing havoc with my OCD. And I don't mean havoc, H-O-V-O-C. The stunt team from the 70s he's talking about, obviously. But yes, I do have a busy, this is my busy office. So they will be, does look a bit messy, doesn't it, to be fair. Sorry about that. What else we got here? Then I called Isabella a Doctor Who traitor, which of course she is. And then Ian Kirk said, filmed in Tenerife. What, Doctor Who traitor? And then she asked if she can join with a pledging sort of emoji. Jeff Waddle said, Laurie Nix is an anagram of I or Lynx, just saying. Laurie Nix said, Facebook stream just went bye-bye. And then she waved. And then she said, shush, my secret hero name is revealed. And and then it says, write a comment. So that's all we had on the original feed. And then she posted on the current feed, I'm so confused, live then dead then live, the aliens have hijacked the Facebook feed. Well, I think I'm still on at the moment, so yes, thanks everyone. Debbie, go on in.
Well, nothing from Alan T. Butcher.
Oh, no, he's still... you're so impatient, you lot.
He's busy.
Yes, he's going to be doing a bumper feedback, you know that.
No, he isn't.
Mary and I are going to swap paragraphs.
No, he isn't, because he's going to get elected and he'd be too busy.
He told me the other day that if he gets elected, he's going to be spending a lot of time on the train. So he's going to have time to write and to play Words with Friends.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Lottie Keane says, just a question. Since when was the Doctor gifted with magical fingers that could affect computers and pull data?
I saw that, and that's a misinterpretation. He's actually
Can I finish what she was saying? Do we normally interrupt people's comments?
Yes.
Sometimes I fear they just go too far-fetched. He's a clever man, but it's never before been mentioned that he's got magic powers. It's Sonic Screwdriver, yes. If he'd pointed at the computers and then pressed the button, maybe it'd be believable.
No, he was using his sonic
Yes, we shade. Know this. I'm just saying what she wrote. But simply touching the screen, nah. Didn't sit right with me. And of course it was explained away by Matthew Kressel specifically, but Jeff Waddle said that's because it's all in a simulation, and Ben Shuttler said Moffat ruined Doctor Who again. Baz Hood said whatever suits the plot that week he can do nonsense. Matthew then explained it as you did, Kirby. Ian McCann said he puts his hands on the screen but was touching.
Where are you
graphics.
Seeing this?
Under the post from Lottie. Yes, as I just said, I can't find the one where... Oh, it's Debbie Melrose. Yes, she said about asking for feedback. So, Ben Shuttler is right. Laurie Nix, I kept hoping Sutek would pop out of the pyramid. I enjoyed the episode while watching it on reflection, not as certain, sort of like last week's. Well, last week's was good. Need to see where this arc ends and if Penny and Bill ever get together. I'm not really bothered if Penny and Bill ever get together. Wait, are you not taking comments on the Facebook page? What's that mean? I'm confused.
Because I posted and send your feedback to 20megabytefeedback@gmail.com.
Oh, that's all right. We are indeed, but Adam wants to promote the Gmail. Yes.
Comment on Facebook, so I wrote, me. We are indeed, but Adam wants us to promote the Gmail.
Yeah, any form of feedback is welcome, but I prefer Gmail because it's easier for me to access. Joshua Dyball said, sorry, can't join you tonight. Haven't watched it yet. Too busy with Made in Dagenham musical on Chroma Pier, my stage debut. Is that a plug? But we'll look forward to listening to the podcast. Love you all. Thank you, Joshua. Jeff Waddle said, sent some, but I'm drunk. Ian Kirk says, hello, 20 megabyte pod. This is Ian Kirk. Unless I'm a source. Shut up.
Whoa.
Shut up.
Median.
Shut up. Right. Yeah, I say this is Ian Kirk. Unless I'm a saucy subroutine simulation, I don't think so. So we'll save the rest. Shut up. We'll find out later if I have to read the whole lot of that. And then he says the live feedback has died. And then Debbie Melrose said, Will Check. Who's this Will Check? Is that a friend of yours? Right, so that's all the Facebook feed. We got this from Jeff Waddle. Not bad. Not bad at all. Blimey neck, Jeff. Nothing original, but enough good acting and suspense for it to be good and not great episode. The pyramid scenes were a homage to Keys of Marinus, surely. So much so, I half expected one of the monks to go arse over tit down the corridor. Can we not make noises, please?
Yes, yeah, stop making noises.
What you got?
What was that?
It looks like a load of letters.
Well, he's going to start doing
proofs. Now, can we stop making background noises, please? It's very nice, yes. But... I think a lot more of this may be a virtual reality than we think, which would be a real bad way of solving a three-part story, in my view.
Oh, I've just woken up and it was all a dream.
Yeah, they've done that before, but if they do it on this one, I'll be quite angry. Because next week's
in the shower.
Because if next week's trailer is anything to go by, and the monks have been here with, I can't read that line, humans all the time, wouldn't they bump into all the silence that we can't remember seeing? Good point.
Yeah.
The bit at the end, the next trailer, whatever you call it, the next season, next week,
yeah,
when you've got these sort of figures, that made me think of the Ark. When they started the first episode, it was being built a human, and it turned into the... Whatever, the monoids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That put me in mind.
Oh, yeah, good point. I didn't see all of the next week trailer because, unfortunately, I got it on my Skybox, and the FA Cup final programme ran over by 6 minutes, which chopped off the end of the trailer. Anyway.
iPlayer.
Oh, no,
it was on iPlayer.
It probably was, and I tend
to
record it.
And there's also, like, 28 different copies of it out on, like, the BBC YouTube and BBC America YouTube.
Yes, okay, thank you. I just didn't get a chance to see it. Anyway, well, the pyramid monks have been blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. The fact that the monks have can give people back their sight means they have immense powers. So it has to be that they are either Time Lords or similar. And this kind of ties in with the fact that they have been invited to help stroke rule. Who knows? Who knows? The regeneration started here. It said the regeneration started here, apparently next week, according to... the original series trailer,
Keep saying, Chris Marshall.
Well, something like that is supposed to happen next week, simply because the original load of clips we saw in the master trailer for the series with these soldiers in it and what have you. But no, we'll see what happens. Wonder if that's a big red herring. We don't know. It could have been put in there for that. But Capaldi did say he's filmed his death.
Supposed to be fishy, shouldn't
they? Ooh. Okay, right. I suppose we better move on to this one. If it will play. Oh, there we go.
Hello, Clinton McMack Podcast. This is Ian Kirk.
Welcome back, Ian.
I'm the same as Saucy Subroutine in the simulation. I don't think so. If someone had gone to the trouble of writing this world, I think they would have made a better job of it. Last week I got a new set-top TV box.
Woo-hoo.
And was setting it up and did not turn on my computer until after the 20 Megawatt podcast was recorded. First, a bit about last week's story, Extremis by Stephen Moffat.
Yes.
The Da Vinci Code meets Tron. Peter Capaldi was playing a blinder.
Yes.
We know Peter Capaldi is leaving, so Stephen Moffat could fool us into believing his character might be executed.
Yeah.
It is Missy in the vault.
What a surprise!
Yeah, if you couldn't really decipher that, there were chance of lock her up from the audience.
Are the assassins executing Missy, hired by the Daleks? They tried and failed to execute him in the TV movie. At the beginning, there is mention of River Song, who ended up in a simulated reality. I think simulated characters will be able to produce different random numbers.
I agree.
Moffat gets to use artistic license. British politician Diane Abbott was asked about the cost of proposed policies and managed to produce some random numbers. The doctor, who says he might have used up his regenerations on regaining his eyesight, is a simulated doctor in a fake news world.
Well, there you go. Good point.
The doctor recorded his conversation with a monk in the Oval Office. I am not authorised to discuss whether other conversations have been recorded there.
What's keeping the White House white? Is it chalk? Is it fog? Is it beer?
Doctor Who has previously mentioned the butterfly effect, where small changes can have large effects. In our world, Someone must have trod on a butterfly, leading to us having a different US president. That must have been some butterfly.
Just as well Mary's not on.
In our world, Benedict IX quit and was excommunicated, so his recommendation would carry little weight. The Pyramid at the End of the World by Peter Harness and Stephen Moffat. The next three stories also have long titles. The overseas scenes were filmed in Tenerife, in the Canary Islands.
Wow. Oh.
They previously used Lanzarote, another of the islands.
Mm.
Shipping from the islands used to dock at Canary Wharf in London, which featured in a 10th Doctor story.
Indeed.
Really?
Last week, simulated Penny fled a date when Bill's other life intruded. This week, real Penny does the same.
Unless it's a simulation.
The power of the UN in world affairs was a theme of Classic Who. An experiment gone wrong threatens to destroy the world. Bye for now.
I've just realised that the regeneration scene we've seen of the Doctor in that clip is in fact a simulation. So we're not going to see Chris Marshall coming up soon, or any Doctor, until Christmas. Just saying. Sorry. Thanks for that, Ian. Penny's just dropped. The penny has just dropped, everyone. A shame I don't get a point for that. It's now time for this week's edition of You Don't Get This One. Or even won't get this one. Get the title wrong.
Don't get this one.
It's the same team as last week, everyone, because Mary couldn't be bothered to be on the show. I mean, had to go to work. So, Debbie, who do you think will be ahead at the end of the quiz?
Andy.
Took a long time to deliberate. Andy, who do you think is going to be ahead at the end of the quiz?
Kirby.
Oh, good Lord. Evil laugh there from Kirby. Kirby, who
That's
do you think?
Evil laugh.
Andy.
Well, Andy, a Are lot of bad? People have faith in you. Right then, Debbie, who do you think will be last?
Kirby? or me? Me or
Too late. Andy, who do you think will be last?
Debbie.
Things have changed on this show. And Kirby, who do you think will be last?
Me.
I'm like Ferrari. I do really well for a couple of years and then do really pants.
I do better when I have been able to study a story, not a
go.
Story that I've only seen for the first time less than 24 hours ago.
Okay, thank you. Right, so...
hang on, we all saw it less than 24 hours ago, didn't we?
Essentially, yes.
I saw it a couple of hours ago.
I saw it at 10 p.m. yesterday, so that's less than 24 hours ago. Saw it again about 2 hours ago, and now had to sort of fast forward through it again for the benefit of the podcast. So.
Yeah, I saw it last night at 9 o'clock. In the evening,
so you probably saw it before
this
me.
Morning. Saw it this morning about an hour before we recorded.
Right. Can we get on with it?
And for that one, I put it on super speed playback.
Can we get on with the quiz, please?
Get on with it!
Right. The first question goes to Debbie. But remember, Andy is currently a point ahead because of his being making a few good comments during the interim. So, Debbie, this is your question. What type of alien is the Doctor?
I know
too.
An alien?
No, Andy said I know.
It's a space alien.
Well, he said a space one.
Oh, for God's sake. Point deducted for Kirby, because that's absolutely the worst bit of pedanticness I've ever heard. and point goes to, because the actual question was what type of, what you said, the question is quite simple. What type of alien is it? He's a space one. Doesn't mind what...
A space one. But that's not what Andy said.
What did you say, Andy?
I said a space alien.
He said a space alien. And I was correcting him because the answer is a space one.
Right. I'll be kind to you, Kirby, and not deduct another point. All right, so, where do we get up to? So I'm trying to put add a
That's
point
the first question.
To the bonus point.
That's the very first question for a very long quiz.
Yeah. This could go on a bit, this could.
Right, Andy, what colour is the president?
I know.
I know too.
What two presidents?
Black.
Go on, Kirby.
Hang on, I've got to add a point to the bonus pot. Who say you? Kirby said, I know. Go on in, Kirby. Yes.
Orange.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Right.
He's more peach.
Yeah. Kirby.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Master.
Where? Where was the pyramid?
I know.
Yes.
How's that... spell.
Good grief. I'm going to take a phonetic answer.
Well, if I'm close, will I get it?
Well, it depends how close you are.
They do type it at one point.
I'm going to Joker to Turkmenistan, something like that.
Oh, that'll
Turkmenistan.
That'll do.
I'll give it him. It's close enough.
Yes, it's Turkmenistan. Yes, but that's a good enough, Kirby. Yes, well done.
I found it.
Bonus pot question. Shut up, Kirby. Bonus pot question. 2 points in the bonus pot, and it's this. How old was the pyramid supposed to be?
5,000.
I know. One, Debbie.
Oh, we're supposed to just shout it out?
As long as I can understand.
What happened last week?
We'll shout it out. That's fine. As long as I can decipher who said it. Yes, that's fine. Yep, that is indeed the answer. 5,000 years. Kirby, sorry. Sorry, Debbie. Why did I say Kirby? Yes. I meant to say Debbie. Right, this is your question, and it's... Who called the Secretary General in the car?
I know.
I'm pretty sure it's a Joker and Colonel Brabbit.
And he was a bit of a joker, was he?
Oh, yeah, he seemed to be.
Okay. Andy. What number house did little Erica... Sorry, it says little Erica. I'll put a little because I didn't know what her name was at the point.
I don't have it either.
Eh? No idea. Oh, 17. Total guess, 17.
Yeah. The reason why I called her the little one, because I didn't remember if I said, what is her name? So, fortunately, I didn't do that. So, apologies for any little people who I might have offended.
17, but I've no idea.
Okay, so what we're going to do for that one, Andy, because I talked over your answer... Is that? And who said they knew?
Nobody.
Oh, good. So we'll change that to that, and then we'll go.
Because we're not that pedantic. Huh?
Yeah. So the answer was number 30. Right. Next question goes to. I've lost it. Hang on.
That was mine.
Yes.
Oh, that's Kirby. Mine. Kirby's not question. That? How old was Bill according to the doctor's glasses?
Oh, I don't know.
Hang on, I'm just changing the bonus point here. And go on, Andy.
Is it 26?
It was indeed 26.
That was a bit of a guess, but blimey.
Right, who's played their jokers? I've lost the plot. Kirby played it.
I haven't.
And...
I did.
Debbie did, so I just leaves Andy to play that joke. Right, so next question goes... We'll have a score update, shall we? Because I do believe... hang on, whose question was that? That's a bonus pot, yeah. So Kirby's now into the bonus pot. 3 points available for this question. What colour shirt did the doctor wear?
I know.
Go on then, Andy.
Blue.
Hang on.
What is with your time twister book?
It was upside down last week.
Right, there's another point in the bonus pot. Anybody want to grab the 4 points and get the right answer?
White.
You're not so useless. Right, no. So the bonus pot now goes up to 6 points. It was red. There's a quite gleaming red, in fact. Right, then. Next question goes to Debbie.
Yes.
Oh, shall we have a score update? Right, then. Last place with 3 points is Andy. In second place with 4 points is Kirby. And in the lead with 6 points is Debbie. And Debbie has this question to answer.
Okay.
What did the doctor call the monk's universal clock?
I know.
The doomsday clock.
Yep.
I thought you didn't take notes on these episodes, Debbie. Andy.
Yep.
What was the enzyme being tested? What was its sort of letters and number? thingy?
I've got E. All right, Joker, enzyme EC31.
Who's clapping?
Me.
I thought we suddenly had a seal in the right then, Kirby.
Master.
Who did the Doctor materialise around? What was the name of that soldier?
I thought he said.
Kirby, he's clutching at straws here. So no, Kirby doesn't know, do you, Kirby? Hello.
No.
Not right.
I've only got his first name.
Oh, you sure would have.
Ilya.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you that one because it's Privyet. Privyet.
See, when I heard that, I thought he was, he was a general. I thought he was a private.
Privyet. Never mind. Moving on. Debbie.
Yes.
What did the Doctor tell the armies to do at 11:58?
I think I know.
Coordinate.
Coordinate what?
Their attack.
Oh, yes. Why didn't you say that then?
Sorry, coordinate attack on the pyramid. There you go.
No, the first,
Yes, coordinate their attacks. That's what the answer we're looking for. Andy?
Yep.
What type of vehicles did the United Nations use?
They're Land Rovers.
Unfortunately.
They look like Land Rovers.
I don't care if they look like Land Rovers. Anybody with the correct answer?
Jeep.
I'll give you a point for that. It was, in fact, a Jeep Discovery.
Hang on, Land Rovers make Discoveries.
Well, Jeeps make them now. And it says on the on them, Jeep Discovery. Kirby, Land Rover doesn't exist anymore. They've closed, haven't they? No, they do.
No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
All right, they haven't. Anyway, it says Jeep Discovery, so it says... Anyhow, that's the answer, Kirby.
Master.
Why did Douglas take off his helmet?
He was going to throw up in it.
Bonus pot question. 8 points available. God help us. Right. Why did... I've done that one. What Plastic Ono Band song title was a quote from the story?
I know.
Go on, Andy.
You would.
Yes, get in there.
Right. Debbie.
Yes.
What is the trick of misdirection?
I know.
No, don't know that one.
All right, I'm just adding a point into the bonus pot, which seems to be
know,
quite.
I know two, but it doesn't matter.
You know two. We only want one here, Kirby. Yes, go on, Andy.
Is look where the arrow's pointing from.
No.
I'm going to give Andy a point for that one. I'll tell you what exactly what it is, but it's essentially
the same. I can tell you what he said.
Go on, then.
Don't look where the arrow is pointing. Look where it's pointing away from.
Yeah, which is essentially what he said, but you've quoted it correctly. But I will give Andy the point because it's a bonus point question. I think that's fair, don't you think, anyone? Or do you disagree with that then,
fair.
Kirby? You think it's fair?
Yes, it's fair. Good. Right, it's fair.
Good. Kirby?
Master?
Oh, God, this one would land on your lap, wouldn't it? Well, you might get it wrong, though, knowing you. What search engine did the Doctor say the soldiers should use?
I have it in a note here.
Go on, then.
He told them to use...
Griffin Finder. Oh, Google.
Too late. You said Griffin Finder. So that's wrong.
I know. I said I know.
Go on, Debbie.
Google. He said, no, give me the point because obviously we know it was Google.
No, because I said that because y'all know what you're like, Kirby, I said the question precisely so as you wouldn't get it wrong.
Give me Debbie the point.
Debbie gets the point. Right then. Yep, so the current... Oh, it's a bonus pot question. Okay. 2 points available in the bonus pot. About how many biochemical trials were going on?
I think I know.
10,
I think
000.
I know too.
Whose question is this for?
The bonus part is.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Did you say something, Debbie?
100,000.
Hang on, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on, start again. Right. Who's going to answer?
Andy said I know.
Right, Andy, then you should answer the question then, Andy. Sorry.
Right. 10,000.
After all that.
100,000.
428.
Oh, whoa, Kirby. So Kirby will get the three bonus point questions. Bonus points from.
Yeah, it's the number of trials, not the number that were being watched.
Yes, I know it was. I wrote the questions right.
I'm telling Debbie.
It's right. In last place, be quiet. In last place with 9 points, it's Kirby. In second place with 12 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 16 points, it's Andy. Next question goes to Debbie.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief! What error was the cause of the rogue bacteria?
I know.
The decimal point being missed.
Yes.
Andy.
Yep.
When was the next event programmed for?
I know.
Well, hang on a minute. It's programmed every 30 minutes, but the next one was going to be in 20 minutes' time.
I want to see what's on that page you're looking at.
What are you talking about?
His time.
Stop thing. Getting okay. distracted.
Oh, good. There's the answers.
it's there.
Right. Kirby.
I do not pause anymore. I just write notes as I go. Shut up. All I've got.
Kirby, what gas was the bacteria making?
I know.
Ethanol.
Yes.
It was ethanol. No bonus point points, amazingly, for that round. Right, so the current scores, Kirby in last place with 11, Debbie in second place with 14, and Andy in the lead with 18. Debbie's question.
Yeah. Told you.
What airlock chamber was the doctor trying to gain access to?
I know.
Is it number two?
Andy's question.
Yeah.
What job did Erica previously want to do?
I know.
Bus driver.
Kirby's question. Kirby's question.
Master.
This is very important for you, this one. What was the combination?
I know.
Yeah, it's obvious. Oh, come on, Kirby. You've got to get this. It was said so many times. You've got to get this, Kirby.
3614.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of suspense involved in that answer, wasn't there, everyone?
Could you not, Kirby? You said about five times. I did not get
that. Right, we've got one question left. It's a free-for-all question. As it's the last question, there's 4 points available for it. What was Bill's assessment of the doctor when she found out he was blind?
I'll try. Idiot.
I'll try.
Not quite accurate enough for my liking. I'll give you a point for that one, Debbie.
When
there's
she,
3 points still available.
Total moron.
No, it's not total moron.
I said idiot.
Yeah, you got one point for that.
On your pick. Yeah.
Stupidest idiot ever.
Hooray!
Yay!
Eventually we get there, don't we? Shouldn't really allow that, but I am going to because I'm feeling generous.
No, don't allow it.
Too late, I did.
Yes,
right.
Allow it.
So the current's cut up. The current scores in last place with 16 points, Kirby. In second place with 17 points, Debbie. And then the lead with 20 points, it's Andy. Right. Debbie
Yay.
Predicted.
I'm going to lose now because you predicted it.
Debbie predicted
I'm losing,
Andy to be ahead. Andy predicted Kirby to be ahead. And Kirby predicted Andy to be ahead. Right. But Debbie predicted Kirby to be at the bottom.
I believe this.
Andy predicted Debbie to be at the bottom. And Kirby predicted Kirby to be at the bottom. So the final scores for this week's You Won't Get This One. In last place with 20 points, Andy.
Who should have had more faith in himself.
In second place with 64 points, it's Kirby. But the winner this week with 68 points, it's Smarty Pants Debbie. She's back, everyone.
That's happened to me. That has happened to me.
Next Doctor Who news. We've got I don't know if that's up to date, top audience including HD and Plus One for the fourth. Plus One? Does BBC have a Plus One?
Yeah, there is a Plus One.
It's got Rachel Tilley directing Christmas episode as the top.
Yeah, that's what's top of mind.
Now, I've scrolled down a bit to look at the official ratings for the 22nd of May. The Doctor Who's at 26th position with 5.27 million, but 5.27 million is still a pretty good amount. But yeah, it's been trounced by ITV and the Eurovision Song Contest. So
I didn't even know that was on.
No, but I was working, so I wouldn't have got to see it anyway. The Chinese expansion plus series 15 in the pipeline. Hey, is that hey?
And that's interesting because Chinese for a long time were not showing Doctor Who because of issues with showing time travel.
What?
Yes.
That was a cultural thing.
It was the concept, didn't they? You know, it was wrong. It was, you know.
Oh, that's weird.
So that's what's very unusual about this announcement.
BBC Worldwide have issued a press release indicating that the entire catalogue of Doctor Who related shows will be made available in China via Shanghai Media Group Pictures, which includes a first look at Doctor Who up to its 15th series. So that's the original series. Yes? Or not current series? Or am I getting
talking about current?
There must be 15 new series, has there? So.
The deal.
No, talking about Russell T Davies and Stephen Moffat.
Oh, yeah. So that means to say we definitely will get up to 15 series.
Yeah. The contract includes Chris Chibnall.
Yeah, it does. It says 12 to 15.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean to say that the BBC will definitely make those series. It just means that if the BBC does make them, China will have
them. It's a big market. They'll make them.
I know it's a big market. My publishers tried to get my first novel into it, but obviously didn't happen. BBC store to close in November. I thought it was already closed.
Yeah, I know. I got an email
today,
and I thought it was closed.
How weird.
Because there were emails all last year saying it's closing down, and then it was...
Yeah, I thought it was all spam, so I ignored them.
Yeah, same here. Now it looks like it's here.
Yeah. What else have we got here? I was talking about the little, the making-ofs that we're getting with the series bundle. I haven't had time to watch them yet, but I'm quite sort of excited to have a quick peek. And they're only short things, but when I get a few moments, when I have...
It's not size that matters, though.
Thank you for that, because I'm about three weddings behind at the moment, so when I've actually caught up a little bit, I might actually get to watch them. I haven't actually watched the ones from the previous series yet, so maybe I should watch all of them in a sort of bundle. Deb, you know what you love to do, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on it. The Pyramid at the End of the World. First of all, overnight viewing figures, 4.01 million viewers, a share of 20.4% of the total TV audience.
Wow.
Press reaction has been generally positive. The Miracle, the episode of cracking exploration cause effect and hubris, and really rated Capaldi's opening monologue. Digital felt the episode was a step up from last week. See Doctor Who returning to its strengths, kicking things off with a lovely, big, ridiculous visual gimmick. That's always a good starting point for a Who episode. Radio Times called the episode a peculiar blend of the deadly serious and hilariously hokum. Most effective grandfather's agri-fuel research operations in Yorkshire and the bio disaster. And the Telegraph praised the writing as we've come to expect this script was full of snappy exchanges and well-turned one-liners. We enjoyed the Doctor's mild flirtation with Lab Queen Erica, referring to her as his glamorous assistant. Den of Geek felt the episode was a good example of the TARDIS.
She would be a good companion. I'd love to see her as a companion.
He says to her, what are you doing after this? I did like that. Yeah. Telegraph praised the rating. Oh, I've done that. Den of Geek felt the episode was a good example of the TARDIS team working together. What this series has been excellent at so far is having a mixture of the Doctor, Nardole and Bill, sometimes all three puzzling things out. Screen Rant felt the episode was following previous patterns, noting similarities with Series 9. Harness is an obvious choice to help with impending threat of extraterrestrials bent on world domination is the scripted season 9's two-part, the Zygon invasion, Zygon inversion. IGN also noted the similarities to previous episodes and found the quality mixed. Overall, it's another enjoyable outing for Peter Capaldi and Stephen Moffat's final season, and one that looks to have set up a pretty cool premise for next week's finale, which is what we were all saying. And finally, AV Club felt a mediocre episode was rescued by a fantastic climax. What an ending. That's probably what I'm going to remember from the Pyramids at the End of the World, especially when thinking of it as the middle entry between the brilliant extremist series intrigued of The Love of the Land. Oh, yeah. A bit mixed again, like we were, but, you know, overall, come on, let's see what's going to happen.
Hey, I just had an idea.
My goodness, careful.
You know how the Doctor seems to now regenerate into people he's now seen?
Yeah.
He's going to regenerate into Erica.
Cool.
No, he's going to regenerate into Nardole.
Oh.
Now that would be something. And actually, I quite like that.
Now, Master, yep. You didn't see the Next Time trailer.
I saw some of it. I just didn't catch the last part of it.
The last part of it is the Doctor being shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be that scene that we've seen in the which I predicted was going to be this week.
I thought it was Bill shooting.
It's Bill shooting and the Doctor standing there. So it will not be Bill shooting the Doctor. It won't be.
Okay.
It'll probably be the cliffhanger anyway to the episode. Yeah. So the episode will end with them just sort of spread eagled and stuff, and then we'll find out that he's just siphoning off into a biological thingy. And maybe it would be Missy or something like that. Are you siphoning it off into?
Yeah, since Missy is in the next.
She's shooting at somebody else. Yeah. She's not shooting at the Doctor.
I think she's shooting at the Doctor.
I don't think she is. We'll see. Well, next week we'll find out, Kirby.
Hmm. Yes, we will.
Anyway, last thing on the thing is that Rachel Tulele is directing the Christmas episode.
That's good.
Stephen
She's
Moffat,
good.
Last outing. I heard that, what's his name? The only classic series director to direct new Who is supposed to be doing an episode. What was his name? Who directed Case of Androzani?
Stephen Gallagher.
No, Case of Androzani.
I don't remember his name.
I should really know that. That's terrible. I feel really bad. I don't know that off the top of my head. I thought he was supposed to be doing one from this series as well.
I don't think so. I never heard.
Laurie next likes my shirt, which is the one I got from the convention in Newcastle, which is the Cyberman.
Tenth Planet
Cyberman.
Sorry.
Sean Bradshaw says,
Ben
Shoveler says, meh, and then says, yo, yo, yo.
Graham Harper directed.
Thank you, Graham Harper. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Deb's now going to do the sponsors.
What, whowon.co.uk?
How did you guess one?
You mean whowon.co.uk?
Oh, is it whowon.co.uk? Yes.
Well done for guessing that one, Deb.
The latest Doctor Who products seem only to be three things. It's the DWM512.
Three things? I've got six on mine.
I've only got three. Well, you do yours. You do it then.
Well, it's the DWM 512 with Peter Capaldi on the cover doing the pose he did when... Well, it's not quite the pose he did when we had a photo with him. He's got his hand up the wrong way. The TARDIS Desk Tidy, $14.99. TARDIS Eraser at $2.99. Plus a brief history of Time Lords, a book, Class Joyride book, and Class Stonehouse book. Those are the latest items.
I've got the page up, but it just shows me the first three.
Oh, I don't know about that. We've got the pre-order page.
Mine shows DWM 512, the Desk Tidy, the Eraser, Brief History of Time Lords. Okay. So I don't know why
it's
don't see
it. It's not a competition, Kirby. Companion Chronicles,
no
First Doctor Box Set 2, Corpse Day, which is a Torchwood story, Delta and the Bannermen, Dollhouse, Haunting of Malkin Place, Myths and Legends, and what's this one here? Series 10, Volume 1 of Doctor Who.
And Volume 2 underneath it.
Yeah, which obviously is all pre-order because we're still in the middle of it. Shadow Planet and World Apart, which is a big finished production of the 7th Doctor. And then Subterranea. Did I say that right, Deb?
It's Subterranea.
All right, Subterranea. It's nearly right. Which is a 4th Doctor and Romana 2 story. And those are all available at whowon.co.uk. Deb's favourite.
Is that whowon.co.uk?
Yeah, Deb's favourite. Yes, it is. I've just said that. Lavazzi.co.uk. Go on, Deb. Your favourite subject.
They've got some rather lovely scarves.
Have they?
Yeah, they've got the 5th Doctor. They've got the 5th Doctor sweater on sale. And the Doctor Who scarf, fourth Doctor Retric scarf, is on sale as well. Mm.
Right, I'd just like to the listeners may be fretting about my absence from the convention podcast in a couple of weeks. Don't worry, because I will be talking about the episode of Doctor Who that would have been on that week anyway. And anybody wants to provide any recorded feedback for that, I shall edit it.
Oh,
in.
So I was wondering bit of a bumper how we would do that. So why don't we combine it the next week?
No, we're going to fall behind. No, we'll do I'm going to be away. Obviously it's going to be a busy weekend for me that week anyway, but and I'll have to edit the show to a degree, so I'll just do an edit and create something for that episode, which will include a review episode of the story we had that week. So if anybody wants to provide some feedback, audio feedback would be nice, and we can drop it in and just make something slightly different. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll do that. Great. So next week, I am away in London and Birmingham, for that matter. We're going to Birmingham to watch Take That, and we've got free VIP tickets. Don't know quite how that happened, because we weren't supposed to get VIP tickets for free. We were supposed to get general admission tickets for free, but for somewhere, because we ordered VIP and they said we couldn't have them, then they said we could have them, and we got them for free. So that's our Take That experience. And then we're off to that night to a premiere in on the or some motorway nearby, and then off to the Olympic Stadium to watch Depeche Mode, which is quite nice for me, because one of the first concerts I saw when I was 15 was Depeche Mode in Cardiff, and so a bit of a full circle thing for me to go and see them at the Olympic Stadium. And then we got to try and get back to the Isle of Wight that night, because I've got work the next morning. But yeah, so I'll probably watch Doctor Who on the iPad in the hotel room, and so I'm not sure. I might say, Deb, can you do something with the quiz that week? Because I don't think I'm going to have time to compile
it. When will this be?
Next week. Still a plan to do so.
When are we recording?
Still recording on the Sunday. I'll be a bit waylaid. I might not have had any sleep, so I might fall asleep. And if I do fall asleep,
okay,
it's because I would have been up virtually all night driving and working and stuff. So I will be there for the episode, but
Adam,
I might fall asleep.
Join in the quiz then.
Yeah, well, I won't be answering things, so I'll probably be asleep.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person to fall asleep during the podcast.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
You resemble that remark.
You resemble it, dear. Okay, so, yeah. That's about it then. So until next week, thank you for listening and watching to this rather disjointed episode. Not my fault, that's the internet's fault. Well, Isabella's fault, essentially. We'll be having a discussion as to how she can work her way back into the show. Mainly it works around the idea of watching Doctor Who. But other than that, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Bye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.
by Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.